Welcome to the hit show, Questionable Conversations Radio, with Dr. Glenna Rice on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you a busy parent? Are you deeply invested in your personal health and success? Questionable Conversations Radio is a space that explores different parenting methods, examines healthier lifestyles, and explores what else is possible to guide you toward a successful career. Is your fast-paced lifestyle draining all of your energy? Join Dr. Glenna as she shares her motherly wisdom, offers her expertise in body transformation, and gives insights on her personal experience as a successful businesswoman. The answers are in front of you. All you need are the right questions. Now, here's your host.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm here with Dr. Glenna Rice. Dr. Glenna, great to have you here. This is a big show today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be on the show with you and doing a show. And doing other stuff. So I love having this conversation with you.
Yeah. And we have been doing other stuff. So let's start out with that, because this is where I want to start out. You know, let's talk about the other stuff, because several reasons why. One is, you and I, we've been working together, playing together for a while now. Mm-hmm. And today's show is about getting over being mediocre. You know, what does it take to choose a greater life? And I love this, because right now in the global consciousness, and we could see it, a lot of times we can see things in our pop culture, a lot of times we can't. But if we take a look, one of the massively successful commercials on television, without mentioning any names, is this series they're doing where people show up like for a restaurant, or let's say a fun ride, like a Ferris wheel or something. And they show up and they get in there, and they ask the person, whether it's a man or a woman, they say, "Hey, how is the ride working?" And the guy says, "Okay." And the woman with her child strapped in says, "Just okay." And the guy then says, "Yeah, just okay." And she says, "Well, what happens when it's not okay?" And he says, "Well, we just moved to another town." And look, back in the day, "I'm okay, you're okay," that was us being willing to settle. Now, that book wasn't about that, but basically, we are at a pace now, Glenna. We're at this pace where we're rushing, doing. And somehow along the way, we made some conscious or subconscious decisions to negotiate our excellence. So today, here you are with this topic. Tell us, where are we from a consciousness perspective on this? But even more importantly than that, have you seen something in the work that you do, whether it be a trend or not a trend? Have you seen this idea of mediocrism? Is that a word? Have you seen that show up?
I am seeing that people want to choose greater and not be mediocre, but there is such a tug, like a soup around us that is always pushing at us to be okay, just okay, to be mainstream and normal and average and real. And there's so many different ways that we are affected by this reality that get us to choose that and not choose being more than that. You know, being beyond this reality, being the greatness of us, to like access our abilities and create magic everywhere and be us in a way that is going to be different than everyone around you. We use the judgments of people around us, what they're going to think of us, what that's going to look like, or even, you know, like energies that are bullying and quite mean and aggressive. We can, all of those we can use to justify to ourselves why we're not stepping into something more. And I'm getting more and more people that really want to not have to be that way anymore, to have a greatness in their life. And they're having difficulty because they're buying into this ridiculous reality of mediocre, of normal and real. And like you were saying, just being okay, and using that to stop them. And I'd like to see something different. I'd like to see people have the ease with choosing to be them. And not let the stuff around us stop us, limit us.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what you're talking about is a decision that affects our conscious and our subconscious being, both. And that's really why this is important. One of the things I was talking about today with someone else was this idea of how we justify our mediocreness. And let's just talk about this, because in the work that you do and in the work that I do, and both of us have been at this for a while now, but we have expanded. You and I have both expanded. When I first met you, you were not Dr. Glenna Rice. You are today, right? Mm-hmm. You traveling all over the world. Once upon a time, you were delivering one class for the Access Consciousness team. Now you are delivering many and have created classes and created new platforms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's the same. It's like, yeah, 1 hour radio show turned into a 14-hour syndication across the country and Australia into a network. And people say to me and have said this to me now recently, why, you guys are good enough. Why are you elevating all your technology? You know, why are you, and what, it's an interesting question. What do people like you and I say when it comes to that question about, aren't you doing enough?
Yeah, that's great. What do you say in the face of that question? Why would you want to do more? Everything's just okay in your life. Why would you want to have more? How much of who you be do you have to deny in the face of that question? When someone asks you a why question, why questions are designed for you to start to defend yourself and make yourself smaller and like loop around constantly in this thing. They kind of make you crazy. They're great to use if you want to stop people from talking about stuff. Asking them a why question, people will start to look at how do you defend yourself. So that's what they're really designed to do. They're trying to get you to defend the choice that you're making that they think is a wrong choice. So you better listen to them and you better do the choice that they decide and your choice to be more, to be greater, to create your business greater, your life greater, your money flows greater, your relationships greater. All of these things that you would like to have more of, these questions, it's a meanness actually,
mm-hmm.
are designed for you to not choose the greatness of you and just be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I would almost not answer that question.
Exactly, right? Exactly. I used to answer it though. But of course, for somebody like me, I don't think you get this one. But I get the beginning of it, like at your age, I get that thing right there.
Oh,
I get the one like that, you know, where that's like, that's going to set the stage for like the justification of it. But I used to answer it. Don't you think that we are looking at, and let me start off with this, because I know this is something you want to talk about here as well. I met a man who was a sponsor of my show back in the day when it was crust busting, right? And he was a sponsor for about 10 years. And his phrase was, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. Mm. And he would say that to me and it stuck with me, right?
Yeah.
But why is it, and now I'm asking you the why questions because that's what I love to do, is why is it we buy into another's point of view of who we are? It's almost like we're colluding in the mediocre nature. We're colluding, right?
Yeah.
What is going on with that? And that leads us to, we argue for our limitations too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We will rationalize our limitations. We'll justify them, argue for them, defend them. There is such a pull to be normal and not stand out. And there's so many things out there that are designed to keep us from being greater than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, you dress up nice to go out and someone says, what are you wearing that for?
Mm.
Or are you really going to go out in that? And that, just a phrase like that, you will look at what you're wearing. You'll go to the mirror. You'll start doubting that what you chose was the right thing to wear. Even if you know, you have total awareness that that outfit's going to create an amazing evening for you. You'll have so much fun in it. One person's point of view, if you buy into it all, will get you to start doubting your choices.
Oh boy.
And this is just, and that's like the subtle part, but somewhere in there, we have chosen to allow that to be something that we listen to. And that's, it's where the choice comes in. Like, I am not going to allow anyone else's point of view to be greater than mine and greater than what I know. And it's tricky, and you have, and it's kind of a muscle you have to build. And the more aware you are of it, you will start seeing where someone else's point of view starts to stop you. That's funny you mentioned the age. Years ago, I bought a convertible Jag, red Jag. Right?
Go Glenna.
And I drove my kids to school in it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, oh, it's a middle-aged car. You're going right into middle age. Or... Right? Someone said that to me as I'm driving. And I was like, what does that mean? Do people buy red Jags when they're getting old? And I was uncomfortable driving that car the next day.
Exactly.
Like, what are people, I'm actually thinking this is the coolest car I've ever had. It goes fast. It's fabulous. It's so fun to drive. So much joy in my life from having this. And one person's strange point of view about somehow that made me look like I was having a mid-age crisis, and that's why I bought the car, stuck me for like a day or so, at least, about what are they going to think? What are people going to think when I drive this car around? And then I was like, oh, I think it's fabulous what they think of me. Anything they think of me was going to create more. Wow, who does she think she is driving that car? It's like, yeah, I think I am actually someone, like you were saying, I think more of myself. There's more to this. Driving this car around than you guys are willing to receive. And I'm not going to stop my joy because you have a point of view that it's too much.
Absolutely not. And look, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about I got to tell you, this I think is one of the most deadliest words that we can ever bring into our consciousness. Now, I know, Dr. Glenna, you're thinking, okay, what is she going to say? But I do believe this is, when it comes to self-esteem, when it comes to doubt, this right here that I'm about to say to everybody is not only one of the most deadliest words, but the concept of it, the construct of it, is a showstopper. It is the one thing that if you decide in your life, you are going to latch on to, you are going to do, you are going to try, you're going to make it part of your day. It will hold you back. It'll put a capital M on mediocre. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. FYI, my midlife crisis was a 1971, right, Benny? 1971 Harley Davidson Sportster, chopped out, front end extended 6 feet. Booyah! We'll be right back.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Are you ready to get over being mediocre? Are you ready to get over that? Are you? Listen, today is the day where Dr. Glenna Rice and I would like to invite all of you to put a lid on arguing for your limitations, for settling, right? If we could help in some way do that, and by the way, you have comments on this, 1-800-930-2819. What we'd love to hear from you are comments, things that are in your head, maybe that someone said to you, parents said to you, you know, things that have said, have been said to you, which have either made you stop in your track, rethink things, or not do something or not participate. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. Please go ahead and do that. We'd love to hear what some of the things are that folks say to you. Dr. Glenna, before we talk about the word that I want to bring up here that is part of this, how can people find out more about you and what is your upcoming schedule? Where will you be?
Oh, yeah. So drglennarice.com, my new website. You can also, glennarice.com is still up too. Either of those will find more about me. And accessconsciousness.com/drglennarice is where you can find all my upcoming classes. And I'm going to Noosa, Australia, the Sunshine Coast, on Friday.
Nice.
Body class, and then participate in the advanced body class with Gary Douglas. I'm so excited to get to receive for 3 days. And not be teaching.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And I'm going to be in Florida in July, the 20th to the 22nd, teaching the energetic manual therapy class. And it's an intro class, no prerequisites for that. You can, great body workers and everyone are welcome to come. And you can find more of that at the accessconsciousness.com/Dr. Glenna Rice site about that class and the details about it. And
awesome. Look, there is a word that shows up. And most of the time, people worry about the word competition. And we're going to talk about that for a minute. But there's something that comes before competition, right? It's comparison. And I want to talk about that word, because that word comparison, it doesn't mean that sometimes we need to stop and take a look at other things going on. But there's something underneath the word comparison that could lead to jealousy, envy, right? that would stop our creations, right? That would stop us from doing things. But more importantly, it would cause us to settle, compromise, right? Yeah. What is it about that energy of that that could get us into the mediocre bin?
Ooh, that is a good question. That's great, because comparison is where competition comes from. I mean, you have to compare yourself to someone else to think that you're less than, they're greater than, and you should then you have to judge yourself completely and judge what they're creating completely to compare the two, and both get smaller automatically, and you have stuck that energy into your reality and you can't create beyond it. So competition is one of the things that will kill a business. It will kill your future. And I'm not talking about competition like what you do, like competing in a ping pong tournament.
Right.
That's not the kind of competition. Games are different. It's where, you know, one girl in middle school is competing with the pretty girl and trying to make her smaller so the other one feels better about herself because she feels so bad about herself because she's not as pretty as this other girl.
Yeah.
That kind of competition. Women really, really good at this.
Yeah.
Men can't even hold a candle to how good women can be with this competitive energy that kills everything. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And the game competition is actually fun and joyful if you enjoy those games. It's not the kind of competition we're talking about that has the jealousy and the envy in it. You know, when you're envying someone else, you want what they have and you're envious that you don't have it. There's a question you can change right away with there is like, what would it take to have that? If there's stuff people have that I think is fabulous in their lives and I would like it, I'm like, well, what would it take for me to have that too?
Yeah. Instead
of being upset with them because they've created something.
Yeah.
Instead, it's like, wow, they created something really amazing. Look at their business. Look at the way they're doing these videos. Look at these other things they're doing in their life. Instead of going, ugh, I can't believe they're doing that. It's like, wow, how could I have that too? How could I out-create that? You want to out-create yourself every day.
Yeah. And this is part of the really juiciness about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're talking about is looking at the conversations that we have with ourselves, and by the way, and with others. Because I don't know about you, but I do know that from time to time, if something is on your mind, you might say to another person, hey, what do you think about that? Do you think I'm too blank, blank, blank to wear this, do this, be this? And we'll wait for that opinion.
Yeah.
And many people say, I just ask, it doesn't affect me what they say. But we know that that is partially true, right?
Yeah.
But we do that. And, you know, part of this idea of comparison also leads to a groupthink. It also leads to a group consciousness. And, you know, in some way, we have to be so mindful of that now because there's so much going on in social media that has to do with hate, that has to do with bullying, that has to do with making ourselves smaller. Tell us how that fits in to the mediocrity conversation.
Well, when you're asking someone, how do I look in this? What are you actually asking for? Are you asking for them to give you the judgments? That will slow you down, that'll stop you, that'll go make you change your clothes. You know, or are you asking for them to judge you as okay enough to be outside in that outfit? I mean, you're cutting off your awareness of what you know already about what you look like. I mean, maybe it isn't something you want to be wearing. Maybe it's actually something you want to change in a different outfit. But that's a question to ask you and your body and your beingness. It's not a question that you want to be asking other people if you're looking for them to judge you so you can stop you.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. And I want to ask you about this because the end game that I do, this is now my personal opinion. The end game that I believe we are really shooting for is not to play smaller. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that the end game that we're shooting for is to play greater and bigger beyond our comprehension.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always get us those results. And so let's talk for a minute about what we've discovered about these showstoppers. And I mean showstoppers that get in the way of the natural state of our ability / capability. And that is greatness beyond our imagination. But there are things that will stop us. What have you found about them? And then I also want to ask you, what have you done to help people you work with release this?
Yeah. We'll stop our greatness because we're not willing to be a terrible person. You're not willing to be seen as a terrible person. When you show up in your greatness, people around you will judge you as terrible. When you show up in your greatness, what you do is you show other people how like mediocre their lives are.
Mm-hmm.
And people will think you are a terrible person because you are showing them their flaws and their limitations and what they're unwilling to choose. And mm-hmm. that will piss them off and they will judge you as terrible for doing this. You make too much money. You're driving a fabulous car. Your radio show's amazing. All these things will trigger other people to see their own flaws. And instead of going, wow, maybe I could step up too, there's a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people that will then judge you and possibly bully you. I mean, in the high school, middle school, we see that all the time. There's terrible, the videos you're talking about, how children have been bullied to almost suicide or to suicide by this kind of meanness. Because when you show up in your greatness, you show other people their flaws and that will piss them off. So you have to be willing to piss people off, to be in your greatness and have no point of view about it. They're pissed off. It's their choice. You don't make anyone pissed off. You actually can't. You can only be you and change you. So what would be the value of stopping you because someone else is upset? Let people be uncomfortable. They'll be okay. It is not your problem. It is not something you have to change about you because other people are uncomfortable with what you're choosing to be. Choose to be the greatness of you because it creates more for your life. This is where you start having your own back.
Yeah. You know what is they call it secondary. And let's talk about this because this is something we've talked about before, but not in this context. You know, the concept of secondary smoke, where you're not a smoker, right? Yeah. And, but you're around somebody that smokes and you're around it enough that it affects you. It's, you know, there's the same effect in psychology and sociology, right? And so when you witness an act such as the one you were describing, when you witness it, and by the very nature that you witnessed it, you're uncomfortable with it. You've witnessed it for another person. And if that person was somebody you know, the closer they are to your consciousness of friendship or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You are absorbing some of the consciousness around that, that almost will feel like, if you have any sense of caring, will feel like the same pain that somebody that's directly bullying. And doesn't that too affect our ability to be great?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When two people align and agree on any point of view, we create a reality. And that's what you're talking about. When you buy, and there's a caring you can have for what's showing up in them, their reality with the bullying, but somewhere it's their choice too. And you can't change it for them. We teach people how to treat us, right? And you may not be the one that's bullied, but if you're buying into the whole bullying paradigm, instead of creating beyond it, and seeing what it's where it's coming from and seeing how it's designed to make people smaller, then you're actually giving more energy to that reality. What is possible beyond it? And it's really choice. Now, having if you know the person well, having a conversation like we're having right now, or just giving them the copy of this radio show, maybe a way them to see, oh, wow, if I change my point of view, see, this is the brilliance of it. If you change your point of view and choose to be great and not be the effect of this, it stops. The only way to stop this is to not make it real, to not make other people's points real, and to choose beyond it. That is what stops. So it's stopped by our choice. And no matter what it takes, I'm not going to buy their points of views, and I'm going to be me. I'm going to be greater than you imagine. That's how it stops. There's you know, not a step-by-step thing. It's actually your choice. And there's examples of children being bullied in school and then hearing this conversation or a conversation like that about, do you get how potent you actually are? Do you get that that is the potency that they're trying to stop by the bullying? You have to choose your potency and the powers that you be, the greatness of you, for this to change. And having, you know, a 13-year-old girl from India go, whoo, oh, I get it. Okay, whatever I can do, I'm choosing that and changing her perspective. And the bullying is gone the next day she goes to school.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so sometimes so hard to comprehend that we are that much more powerful than we think we are. It really is. For us to comprehend this, right? We literally have to be in the process that you're talking about. And I want to ask you this question, right? There are moments where we stop ourselves and we can see the range of choices. How do you help folks just like the girl from India? I mean, I see it every day. I see it in working with our hosts, and I see, you know, that we live in the world of possibility. We could see the greatness in each and every one of the folks on the network. And sometimes it takes time, you know, to work with them and move through the process of that. You know, when it goes from a radio show then to writing a book, or maybe then to getting out in the world, what have you seen happen when people recognize that there's a choice point they're coming to and they are at a crossroads in their life? What have you seen from the work you do in Access Consciousness and beyond?
Is it what people have changed?
Wow. Yep.
People have changed. People, this choice to be you, to have this potency, to have it is yours, to know it's there and know it changes, will create so many areas in your life changing. Like if you have a family that's mean, and many of us have families that have that are mean or dismissive or judgmental, when you choose this, those dynamics, like I've seen couples that had a relationship where the woman was just convinced that the husband had all of the power and the thing, and she couldn't have a life at all on her own, and then choosing to be her and recognizing the potency she actually has and her choice to be in this relationship. She didn't want a divorce. She just wanted to have a life that was different and create more for her, and have it by changing her point of view around it, having the man actually start contributing to what she wanted to create. Her husband wanting like the classes she wanted to create or the traveling she wanted to do or all these things. When she stopped making herself wrong and him wrong in this situation, and changed her.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break because this is really at the core of what Dr. Glenna Rice is bringing to the forefront today. You know, what can you do now? What can you do now to get over being mediocre? I'll tell you, it's been a lifelong journey for some of us. But this is really for us today, for both of us. We know how amazing all of you are. We know it. I've said it a million times. You are the best listeners on the planet. And it doesn't mean you agree with everything you hear on the show, but you show up and you show up and you align with creating a better world. The question is, what can we do to help today? Wherever you are with whatever situation, it could be work, it could be in your family, it could be anywhere, to get over being mediocre. When we come back, we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about how we can do this immediately. And if we have to do some clearing out, we will. Dr. Glenna Rice, I'm Dr. Pat. Short break. We'll be right back.
Com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. It's really, really, really awesome. And today, Dr. Glenna Rice is taking on a topic that both of us are seeing showing up. And, you know, so much so that it's become a thing in our pop culture. You know, whenever somebody spends millions and millions and millions of dollars on advertising on a commercial that says just okay, there's something about that. You know, there's something that everybody must be relating to. Of course, the commercial is like, no, just okay is not okay. And you wouldn't say just okay to the surgeon that comes in and, you know, is talking about he had a rough night last night and getting ready to cut you open. So this is the drastic length, Dr. Glenna, that we're going to. Before we get back to the conversation, one more time, tell folks how they can find out more about you.
DrGlennaRice.com. You can go there. I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Dr. Glenna Rice. I'm on Instagram. And you can find me all those places. And also AccessConsciousness.com/DrGlennaRice. You can just Google my name. I pop up on a couple pages now.
Awesome. Yes, yeah, just popping up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't feel like mediocre to me, but you know, most of us have part of that in our history and in our lives. And so it's something that both Dr. Glenna and I am very passionate about, because a lot of times, just so you all know, We don't just talk about things because other people experience them. We talk about them because we know it's been part of our journey, and we know the struggles and the pain it might cause. And so today we're taking on something so that hopefully you'll be thinking about this the next time you're stretching that muscle and would elect to settle. And that's what we're talking about today. I mean, let's take a look at this, right, from various perspectives. But the most important one is we're at a pivotal moment now where we're getting ready to make a decision, either on something we see happening with someone else or something within us, right? Judgment is usually at the core end of all of this, right?
Yep.
What do we do? Where do we go?
So with the choices we have to create, things, you know, stuff we're not sure about yet, or looking at, there's a wonderful question you can ask. It's probably too simple, so no one will probably ask it, but it's just an energy of, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years or 10 years or even 100 years? What will this create? What will this choice create? And see the energy of what that is going to contribute to what you're asking for into your life. That, and if you get that, if you choose it, your life will become greater and there will be more. And that's an energy of things expanding. You might smile, you might giggle, get really excited. When you ask the question, if I choose this, what will it create? It's very simple. And it's something you could just write on your refrigerator, you know, on a little sticky note and have it there. If I choose this, and this can be anything from getting your hair done to buying a meal at Safeway, you know, your local grocery store,
yeah,
or a new career, or we were talking about retirement on the break, like if to retire or to choose to have a new career after the job you've done for 20 years is changing. If I choose this, what will my future be like? What will my life be like? So you want to, every choice and everything you do today, every choice you want to be creating more for your future. You want to be present now and asking for every choice you make to create a greater future for you.
Yeah. And let's talk about how sometimes it might be a stretch. Let's talk about the stretch factor for a moment, because sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone to escape being mediocre. Almost every point in my life that I can point to, I've had to take a leap. And they're not always a giant leap. It's not like, okay, I'm going to leap across the Grand Canyon. Sometimes it's almost like stepping up a curb. But there is an evaluation. And so the kind of change that you and I are talking about, we are not talking about it as if it's going to be comfortable and cozy and rose-colored glasses and whatever you want to say. We're talking, you may have a moment of discomfort.
Yeah. And what if that's okay? What if that's the exciting part of life? I mean, when you talk about normal, average, and real, and just staying the same, is that actually comfortable for you? I mean, truth, to ask, like the listeners to ask, is it actually truly comfortable for you to do the same thing every day and be smaller and limited? Is that actually somewhere we've misidentified and misapplied this, that somehow being not changing is comfortable? But I think that's one of the most uncomfortable places most of us can be, because we sit in that and we judge ourselves and we're always thinking we should do more and we never choose more and we're beating ourselves up all the time, which is pretty uncomfortable. Those moments of when the changes start to happen that you're asking for, is that really discomfort or is that something else? Is that you perceiving your future starting to get greater? And what if you didn't see that as discomfort? Instead, you saw the excitement of the possibilities that are showing up and knew that you had the potency to walk into them with more ease than you could imagine. And that discomfort that you're calling discomfort, maybe that's actually an energy of ease you don't even recognize yet.
Right. Right. What if? And that's really the question for today, for the show. It's, for me, am I willing to take a look at this now in a very conscious way for the next 24 hours? Let's just say for the next 24 hours, can I become more aware of these choices that are in front of me and what I'm willing to let affect me and also act on. Because there are a couple of parts to this, Dr. Glenna. You know, there's, yeah, I had this observation, and maybe it was about comparison, or maybe it was about competition, or maybe it was about jealousy, or maybe it was, or maybe it was, but I didn't really act on it. But the question is, did it affect you, right?
Yeah. Did you buy someone else's point of view and make it more real than yours? And did that affect you? And is that really what you want to choose? You know, if you're having your own back, what would you choose? Would you, when you're looking at your choices, if I chose this, would I have my own back? Would that be having my own back? So few of us actually have our own back. I mean, this is something I've had over the years, and I didn't even recognize where I did it. But every time you stop yourself based on someone else's point of views about you, or, you know, judgments, you don't have your back. When you have your back, you choose greater, and there's a joy in your world. There's an ease in their world. There's abundance, and there's possibilities that show up when you have your back. So what could you choose so you knew you had your own back? What different point of view can you have and create that would allow you to have your own back? And that's not going to be someone else's point of view. It's going to be, what do you know? You know, what do you know? It's empowering you to know that you know and choosing from there. Really, that's what, you know, Access Consciousness is really about, empowering you to know.
Yeah. And the other part of this too is, if you are in the range of influence, let's say for a child or a loved one or anything in the realm of that, let's say, we can also be mindful on how to also coach another to this. I mean, what you and I are talking about today is transferable knowledge. And that's really that's the most important part of this for me. It's how do we create the ripple effect, not only in what we're doing for ourselves, but how we might observe others, how we might be in support. Definitely, if you have children or grandchildren, this is a real opportunity so that they don't learn at a young age that mediocre is normal.
Yeah, I would like to see a greater planet, and mediocre people aren't going to create it with me. That's for sure.
No.
People that are just okay. You know, asking your kids what they know. And if you have a kid that's in a situation where there's bullying, asking them, is what's true here? What do you know? What are you aware of about the people that are the bullies? What do you know about you? And letting them see letting them become aware of what's true for them and what's true that's going on. And if they have the power to change it by changing how they look at everything. Their point of view creates the reality. And if you have a point of view that you can be bullied, then that's a reality you can create. When you change that point of view, it changes the realities around you. It's quite phenomenal what happens. It's something not everybody chooses, but once you choose it, you will start to see that when you change your point of view, other things around you change.
Yeah.
And empowering children to know that and to know what they know is one of the greatest gifts. You start to educate them on how the world works, and they start to see how their choices create things that work for them outside of this reality. And they become aware of how this reality works. This reality has a lot of meanness and judgment and ugly in it. We can create beyond it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm inviting everyone to, is creating beyond this reality so we can have a planet that's a fabulous place and a joyful place to be on every day.
Yeah. What we are really, you know, talking about, at least for me, Dr. Glenna, is there have been points in time in life where I would question whether or not I had what it took. And the greatest thing I've ever learned, and I've shared this before, is if I knew the process of getting into graduate school in a doctoral program before I applied, if I knew the probability of someone like me with my background, you know, my whatever they are scores, if I have really known that, which is a comparison factor, I doubt very much whether I would have ever applied. And part of this is not because I didn't believe in myself. It would have been because I would have allowed a societal imprint to determine the chances I have and the energy of my destiny to limit itself by my limiting choices. Yeah. And, you know, people say to me, do you think you would have applied to school? And I had to think about that for a minute, because I am who I am. And I believe I would have applied, but I don't know where I would be on the scale of actually believing. And that's the question mark. If belief is everything and we believe we are less than, then guess what shows up, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you very well could have done very differently in school if you'd bought those points of views. I mean, to get into school is just a person, you know, getting accepted, and it's a choice, and everything you have to do to create that. If you, what, anything can show up for you, anything can show up in your life if you choose it and then start doing the action steps, like what do you have, the creation steps and the other things that are, you put into place to start actualizing what you're asking for. Nothing is beyond your reach. Nothing, if you desire something, that choice can be created if you're willing to have it and receive it and be the energies that are required to create it, which is what you just described so beautifully in your, this description about going to college. Like if you had bought the projections of someone that you couldn't do it, what are you starting school for at this age? And your grades are,
oh my goodness. Da, da, da.
If you'd bought that for a second, your choice would have completely changed. It would have been limited by these projections of this reality. When you choose beyond this reality, outside of this reality, those things don't exist to stop you.
Yeah. Wow. Dr. Glenna, thank you so very much for this, because this is a call to action. And it's a call to action that we are more than mindful about when we think about it. You know, the call to action today is for all of us to not only understand our own implication in the journey of this, but to be mindful of the way we can affect others in their journey. Thank you so much for today. Please let folks know how they can find out more about you. And also, personal message, what would you like to leave us with today?
Cool. Yeah, drglennarice.com, Facebook, Dr. Glenna Rice, Instagram, all of those places you can find me. And what could you choose today? It's greater than anything you could have imagined.
Mm. Yeah. I'm all over that one right now.
Just one thing.
Just one thing.
Maybe 10. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I at least have one. Dr. Glenna Rice, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about me, you can go to the drpatshow.com. And Dr. Glenna, you have an event scheduled too. How do folks know about that?
Accessconsciousness.com/Dr. Glenna Rice. You can find my schedule of classes around the world there. I'm going to be in Noosa, Australia next weekend. And in July, I'll be in Florida teaching an energetic manual therapy class. Very excited about that.
Thank you. I'm very excited about Dr. Glenna Rice. Yeah. I'm very excited about this. And I'm very excited about the fact that we can help all of you, help all of us to remind us that mediocre is not going to be our choice for today. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Questionable Conversations Radio with Dr. Glenna Rice. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Dr. Glenna explores different parenting methods, examines healthier lifestyles, and explores what else is possible to guide you toward a successful career. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit GlennaRice.com. That's GlennaRice.com. See you next time.